Yeah, we're back with the chat with Satish Sarkar. Right, where were we, Satish?
Well, we were talking about the collapsed trial and the whole process of it. And the situation with this is that, as I was saying, I had made complaints that I was demanding answers, which has never come, about why they prosecuted the Cardiff Five in the first place. They refused to answer this, and I said, look, I've had enough of this. I've waited years to get answers to this. I want them now, and I want, you know, I'm making a formal complaint about this because it is outrageous. And they said, yeah, you're absolutely within your rights. However, we're not going to take this complaint or record it until after the trial is over. And I'm saying, why? You're not dealing with this issue. The issue I want to make a complaint about is, why did you prosecute the Cardiff Five? You have never explained this and how it actually fits with your code for Crown prosecutors. And I'm not going to let you off the hook. If it takes another sort of however long it takes, you will never be let off the hook on this. And you better get used to it, because if I haven't gone in 20 years, I'm not going to go in another 20 years. You're going to answer it whether you like it or not. And they said, no, don't worry, we will answer this as soon as the trial ends. So I go away and come back, and then the trial ends. So I said, okay, trial's over. You have no more excuses. I want my answers, and I want them now. And they said, yeah, you're absolutely right. You're entitled to these answers, and we will give them to you shortly. Then about a week or so later, they say, sorry, we're still taking time to get these answers to you, but you'll get them very soon. Then they say, sorry, we now have the HMC PSI investigating. You'll have to wait until the end of that. And I said, look, I'm getting fed up of this. Like, this has been going on for nearly 20 years. Is this your example of the efficient and speedy service that you provide to people? Because I don't see how you know, if you knew why you prosecuted them and it was justifiable, you would have told me by now, because you would actually have a credible answer. The fact is, you don't. And that is your own code for Crown prosecutors is the thing that does you. And it is actually quite interesting. If you look at the code for Crown prosecutors now, they've taken out the sufficiency of evidence criteria. They say these are guidelines. All the Crown prosecutors know about the sufficiency of evidence criteria, but they've made sure the public doesn't, because they've taken it out. Unfortunately for them, I have a copy of the original code. So they're not going to be getting away with it, because I know what the code was, and I know what they're actually the sufficiency of evidence criteria is. So to CPS, I'm going to issue you with a challenge now. You've had 20 years. Tell us exactly why you prosecuted these cases in spite of your own code for Crown prosecutors, and explain why this has happened in numerous other cases too, and why the public should be funding an organisation which is so bankrupt in terms of the ideas and just prosecutions. Your job is to ensure that only cases which are fit for trial should reach trial. And in this case, you failed miserably. So have the common decency to apologise to Lynette's family, to the Cardiff Five, to their family, and to British society as a whole.
Right, we've got a new Commissioner for Police and things like that now. And at the time of the trial, he was the MP for Cardiff South, Alan Michael. And do you think he would be able to take up the cudgels and have a go at the CPS alongside yourself?
He already is.
He is. Go on, Alan Michael. Big up. Tell me more.
Well, he and I actually agree about the CPS and have done for quite a long time. I mean, obviously, he wouldn't say things quite as strongly as I do. But he does agree that there is a problem with the CPS, and it's the whole way this case has been dealt with in particular. And he is asking them for answers as well. And I'm actually saying the South Wales Police should be asking for answers. That's where Alan and I disagree. But on that particular point, I think South Wales Police have been let down, because they should have been told, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. That is where things actually lie. If they had been given a proper guidance in 1988 or even earlier as to exactly what they could and couldn't do, this doesn't happen.
Yeah. Well, that's Satish. You'd say there's lots more things that you're studying on, fitted in, and you're investigating. Tell the listener what cases you are referring to.
Well, there's all the vindication cases since the Cardiff 5 case. The first was obviously that. Then there is the Damilola Taylor inquiry. There's Stephen Kishko. There's Philip Skipper, Colin Stagg. And then there's Sean Hodgson, the Teresa DeSimone case. And
Brian? Michael O'Brien?
No, he's not. It's not vindicated in the sense that they found the real perpetrator. But in terms of, is he innocent? Absolutely no doubt he is innocent. And it is outrageous that they have been put in the position where vindication has become a problem for some people because they think it creates a second class, a two-tier system, in that you have to now prove your innocence. Well, no, you don't. You should not have to. But the reason I focus on vindication is that if there is no doubt, then you have to answer. And if they are getting away with that, I mean, if you look at it like this, if you have actually proven beyond credible doubt or reasonable doubt or actually any doubt apart from the terminally thick, you have got a situation where there, with there being no doubt about innocence, if you cannot get answers in cases where there is no doubt, then you're never going to get them.
It's a sad, sad situation. So the Crown Prosecution Service have got to be investigated and you're on the case. Satish, mm-hmm. It's been lovely talking to you. Anything else you want to say to our listeners before we have to go?
Well, yes. Our other projects are, we deal obviously with the CPS in a one called Unfit for Purpose. I mean, I have reluctantly come to the conclusion that I believe it is now a hopeless organisation and we have to start again. And get an organisation that actually prosecutes properly without fear nor favour. The problem with this particular case is, if the police had done nothing wrong, and I'm not saying that is the case here, but if it was the case and they had exonerated themselves, nobody would believe it. And then if you have a situation where a trial collapses because of the useless way it was prosecuted by the CPS, it is very, very difficult for people to believe this was anything other than a conspiracy. Then you have the other issues on this, which is we need to look at the way we treat victims of this. And they are all victims of it. Because I noticed something on it, which a lot of the victims' advocates don't like, which is I turn around to them and say, what services have you offered to the Cardiff Five? And they say, well, we're a victims' organisation. I said, yeah, and they're victims. And said, well, no, you've got to be victims of crime. So I said, well, actually, the last time I checked, perjury was a crime. Has something changed? They are actually not just victims of a miscarriage of justice. They are victims of crime. And as such, they should have been visited by the victims' rights agencies and they should have been provided with the services due to them as victims of crime. Also, they should have been restored to the lives that they should or and would have had if this had not happened to them. There should be proper aftercare. And as a society, we should be looking at it and say, one, it's morally the right thing to do, but two, it is actually in our financial interest to do this. Because if you don't do it, they will have to go and get whatever care they can from wherever they can get it. It won't be properly suited and it will cost an absolute fortune economically. Now, the way I sort of put this is we mentioned earlier on the CPS thing that it has probably cost £100 million or something like that. What other area do we have where we're essentially saying we're happy as a society with such a colossal waste of public resources? So if you don't care about miscarriages of justice, that is your right. I'm not going to try and argue with you and say you should care about this more than something else. What I am going to do is say it another way to you. If you don't care about the miscarriage of justice, then care about the money that has been taken and spent and wasted on these cases. If you add up every single miscarriage of justice that has happened since the release of the Guildford Four or the foundation of the the Crown Prosecution Service, I doubt if you will have change from £1 billion. Are you happy with £1 billion being wasted by a fundamentally unaccountable organisation, which then is allowed to investigate itself and pretend that it has done nothing wrong? If you are, do not complain about the lack of public services. Do not complain about the public transport system being an absolute joke. Do not complain about your children not being able to go to the school that you want them to go to. Do not complain about the hospital closures. Do not complain about anything if you are actually prepared to allow this to happen.
Satish Sarkar, that's brilliant. Thank you very much for coming to Radio Cardiff and telling us all about your work and your investigations. Congratulations on doing a wonderful interview here. Thank you, Shorty, for putting me in touch with Satish again after all these years. We met in the Royal Courts of Justice, I do remember, in 1992. And, yeah, come back any time, Satish. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Samantha?
Thanks very much. Nice to meet you.